Mossy, round 10 of the A-League already.
Morning, guys. Geez, I wish it was Friday. I can't wait for this game tomorrow night. This is going to be
an
absolute cracker.
Well, it's the FFA Cup final revenge, isn't it?
It is, boys. And we remember the first couple of minutes of the FFA Cup final. It was, I stopped short of saying it was a bloodbath, but let's just say both teams were trying to assert their physical authority on the game. And I think Melbourne City won those big moments. You remember the Bratton tackle on Michael Zullo in the second minute. Actually, before that, Timmy Cahill studs up on Zullo as well. So they really targeted the little...
It settled down, though, didn't it? The first 15 or 20, and then it sort of became a normal game. So you think it'll be, again, a bit the same?
Yeah, look, I do. And I think what Sydney came out of that game realising is you've got to win those early big moments in games and set the tone.
Right,
and I think Melbourne City did that better on the night, as we can see here.
They were pumped up, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right. They were. And I mean, Sydney were pumped up going into it. But you've got to... You can't wait for that first big moment. You have to seize it.
Yeah.
And they're the things that dictate the big games. And Sydney will be ready for them this time.
Big game. I really want Tim Cahill to play. If he doesn't, it's a bit deflating for me.
You
want to see Timmy out there.
Of course. And, you know...
What are your thoughts? You think he might...
Look, I think he'll want to play. There is a school of thought that last time he was in Sydney, he got booed by the Western Sydney Wanderers supporters, didn't like it. Well, that is the case, suck it up.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Because that's all part of the theatre. But I think he'll want to play in this one. And, you know, this is a genuine blockbuster. It's 1v2, round 10 of the A-League. So there's been plenty of time to settle into a rhythm. There's already been silverware between these two teams. So this has got all the ingredients of an absolute cracker of a game.
All right, let's have a look at the other ones, mate. You've got Wellington against the Mariners. That's 10v7.
Mm. No Ernie. Merrick for the first time. So this will be an interesting little subplot to this game, I suppose. And obviously, you know, the couple of assistants have taken over there. And, you know, they know they're not going to be in the role long term. They're on the search for a permanent replacement for Ernie. But all the players, as always happens, when a coach departs, sacked or resigned, they all come out and say, we've got to wear this. We weren't, you know, disciplined enough. We didn't have enough oomph
too
in
late.
Our game. Blah, blah, blah.
Too late, buddy.
Yeah, the coaches are one out of a job.
Yeah.
So let's see how they stand up this week. And Andrew Durante, great leader, great player. Let's see what he can get out of his team.
How big a game is this? The Wanderers up against Melbourne Victory. And there's talk about this Bermatov coming.
Yeah, massive.
Is that fair income or not?
Yeah, look, I think it is, TK, but I think it's also a reflection of where the Wanderers are at, that there's all these big name number nines being thrown at them. That is, we've said it on the show before, that is the one area that they've never really nailed. They haven't had that 15-20 goal striker. But my big question is this. Doesn't matter how big the name is, how regular has their football been leading into their guest in here? If they're not fit, doesn't matter how big a name they are in world football. They have to be fit. Now, Berbatov, his last club was Paok in Greece, and his last game was in June. Now, he can't play a game until January. So that's 7 months without regular competitive football. So how effective could he be? But this is a massive game for West Sydney Wanderers. They have to go back-to-back. Good win against the Mariners last week. If they're serious about this season, they need to get over the top of Melbourne Victory.
Yeah, okay. Perth against Newcastle.
Yeah, Keogh for Perth. He doesn't get the headlines of the Fornaroli's.
He finds the back of the net.
But he is a goal scorer. He is an absolute gem of a player. He really is the linchpin for Kenny Lowe's side. Scored a great goal last week against Melbourne Victory. And he'll be one that Newcastle will have to keep a close eye on. At home, obviously, I think Perth are going to be too strong. Newcastle should get a few players back. Naboo, Bogart, Mullen, Nordstrand, all training fully with the team.
Before we let you go, mate, Real Madrid 1-0 up over Borussia Dortmund. Tottenham 1-1 with CSKA Moscow. This is Champions League I'm talking about. 40 minutes gone in all these games. Leicester City. 2-0 down against the Chicken Men, FC Porto.
Yeah, not overly surprised with that one. Leicester are through.
They'd be playing a second 11.
It's a dead rubber for them, so not surprised with that result.
All right, I'll keep you up to date with all that. Good on you, Mossy.
Just a real quick one before I go. W League, Melbourne City, Sydney FC, equal first in that competition. It's been fantastic so far. Tune in over the weekend, Fox Sports, to watch the games.